When did you first begin to feel the bubble with the avatar?
That's a great story again. We looked upon Baba as only the perfect master, the Sadguru. Gustaji, the old disciple of Baba, who was originally the disciple of Sai Baba, he became the disciple of Upasani Maharaj. For a number of years he was the disciple of Sai Baba, then he became the disciple of Upasani Maharaj, and finally he became the disciple of Meher Baba. I think he was even older in age than Baba. And he observed the silence more than for 25 years, because Baba had asked him to do it. This Gustaji once revealed to me that when Baba, after seeing Baba Jan in Pune and getting from her the blessings of the experience of Godhood, was inwardly directed towards Sai Baba. So when he first went and saw Sai Baba, when Sai Baba saw him, Sai Baba was the perfect master. He had lot of his other disciples. But when he saw Baba coming there, he said, Parvardigar, that means you are God. And this was heard by Gustaji, who was present there at that time. So Gustaji comes and tells me, when he gave me this information, it occurred to me as to Baba must be something even greater than the perfect master. Otherwise the perfect master had no reason to come out and say that you are the Parvardigar, you are God. So I perhaps thought that the spiritual status of Baba is in a way greater than the perfect master. But I had really no conception of this avatar or avatarhood at all until much later. By virtue of the two events later on, I conclusively got the conviction. One day, it was a great contributory factor. This fact that Sai Baba uttered Parvardigar, addressing him to Baba, this information had a really great impression upon me. Although I was not fully convinced that Baba was the avatar. The second incident that further contributed in giving me a deeper impression, a deeper faith that Baba is the avatar, is that when Upasani Maharaj came to our house, my mother had reserved one room for him. We called it a prayer room. It was for some time called Upasani Maharaj room. Later on it was called Meher Baba's room, and still the room is there in my house. My Gulmai had always looked after that room clean with her own hands, and whenever Upasani Maharaj came to Ahmadnagar, a distance of 50 miles from his abode called Sakuri, he made it a point to come to our house and stay in the house for an hour or two, or maybe overnight if he wanted to do. Now one evening he came along there, he stepped into the room. At that time I used to live at Mehrabad. But I happened to be there. I had gone to Ahmadnagar for some work. I had gone to see my mother. And she was also standing there. And Upasani Maharaj stepped in. And immediately Upasani Maharaj asked me for a small tray and a small lamp, with a view that he would perform the aarti, he would sing the aarti. I thought to myself that Upasani Maharaj, if he ever sings the aarti, it cannot be of anybody else excepting his own master Sai Baba. Because we had kept all the pictures and paintings over there. It was Sai Baba's picture was there, Upasani Maharaj's picture was there, Meher Baba's picture was there. Well, Upasani Maharaj holds that tray and a lamp in it and just goes on waving and singing the aarti in front of Baba's picture. You see, I was absolutely astounded by the sight. I could not imagine this is most exceptional and most unusual for the master to perform the aarti of his own disciple. After the aarti was over, Upasani Maharaj comes out and says, my mother was standing there, I was standing there. He says, do you know that Meher Baba is the avatar of the age? It gave me a very pleasant and a joyful shock. But yet I was not fully convinced. I had yet to wait to see what Baba himself has to say about himself. Sai Baba said this, Upasani Maharaj said this. But what has Baba to say about himself? But the day was not really far off that Baba himself declared that I am the avatar of the age. And then in my heart and mind, the conviction of Baba being the avatar was conclusively sealed, and it is ever there. And never for a moment did I ever doubt the authority of Baba as the avatar of the age.